Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is calm and pleasant tonight. In Tel Aviv, the evening is warm and breezy. Jerusalem is experiencing a mild night, perfect for a stroll. Haifa enjoys clear skies. We hope you're having a pleasant evening wherever you are tuning in from. Here are today's headlines. First, Trump attacks Iran as Israeli officials rage over emerging nuclear deal. They screwed us. This is from Ynet earlier today. Also, Trump says the details leaked by Iran about the agreement are incorrect. This is coming in now from Walla. Also this hour, Trump fumes at dishonorable Iranians amid leaks on emerging deals' purported terms, reported by the Times of Israel in the past hour. Separately, Toronto police are seeking a suspect allegedly tied to a terror attack on the U.S. consulate. This is from JNS earlier today. And finally, Australia, UK and Canada set up an Israel-Palestine peace fund, reported by Australian Jewish News from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, posted just minutes ago that Vice President J.D. Vance insists Iran will receive no funds, stressing economic benefits hinge on Tehran meeting its obligations. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, posted earlier today that the Pakistani Prime Minister confirmed a final text for a peace deal is ready, marking an unprecedented closeness to peace. Eyal Yacobi, commenting on Middle East affairs, posted just now that UNRWA has admitted an additional 70 of their staff are affiliated with Hamas. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the tensions between Iran and the U.S., Israeli officials expressed deep concerns over the emerging U.S.-Iran understanding, believing it undermines Israel's objectives. Trump calls the Iranian terms false, labeling them dishonorable. According to Ynet, this could affect regional stability if the deal proceeds as reported. Turning to the situation in Toronto, police are in pursuit of a suspect linked to an attack on the U.S. consulate. An officer was killed while executing a search warrant related to this incident. JNS reports that this has raised security concerns for diplomatic missions in the region. Meanwhile, on the diplomatic front, Australia, the UK, and Canada have initiated a peace fund to support Israel-Palestine relations. The aim is to marginalize extremists through financial commitments. The Australian Jewish News highlights this as a significant step towards peace efforts, showing international support for dialogue. On the economic front, first, AI's water problem is getting harder to ignore. Data centers are facing backlash over their water consumption. This issue is particularly pressing for Israeli companies as they adapt cooling systems, reported by CTEC. Separately, the price of hate, the boycott on Israel, could cost New York $37 billion. A report from the Anti-Defamation League warns that BDS could have serious economic repercussions. Walla Business covers this financial tension. And finally, Robel Innovation launches a counter-drone system called Black Raven. This Israeli company's AI-driven technology aims to address aerial threats. Globes highlights its significance in enhancing national security. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 9 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.